Hi, it's Patrick Hutzel from IntensiveCareHotline.com, where we instantly improve the lives of families of critically ill patients in intensive care, so that you can have real power, real control, and so that you can influence decision making, even if you're not a doctor or a nurse in intensive care. This is another episode of Your Questions Answered, and in last week's episode, I explained what could be the cause if my critically ill loved one is removed from an induced coma but still hasn't woken up. If you haven't read it, you can check it out by clicking on this link below the video. In this week's episode of Your Questions Answered, I want to answer another very important and frequently asked question of our readers at intensivecarehotline.com. And the question that I want to answer this week is, how long can my critically ill loved one stay on an intra-aortic balloon pump, or AIBP? If your loved one has been admitted to intensive care for critical illness and is now requiring an intra-aortic balloon pump, chances are that your critically ill loved one has suffered from a major heart event such as a heart attack, cardiac arrest, or open heart surgery. These are the most common scenarios that lead to a weakness of the heart, and more importantly, a weakness of the heart muscles, so that the heart muscles are too weak to provide sufficient contraction to pump the blood going through the heart chambers around the body to all other organs. In any case, you and your family want to get as much information as possible, because if you're not getting advice from other sources, the intensive care team may only tell you a one-sided story. Therefore, it's a smart thing to do to check out other resources such as intensivecarehotline.com. Furthermore, prior to your critically ill loved one suffering from a heart attack, a cardiac arrest, which is a sudden stop of the heart, or going for open heart surgery or CABG, the leading cause for a heart attack, cardiac arrest, or open heart surgery is usually the obstruction of blood vessels or arteries supplying the heart with oxygen. Without sufficient oxygen supply, the heart can't function properly, and therefore a heart attack or cardiac arrest occurs, and open heart surgery to replace some of the blocked vessels around the heart is necessary. After the heart attack, cardiac arrest or open heart surgery has taken place, and an echocardiogram or an angiogram, which is a screening of the major blood vessels supplying the heart with oxygen, if they have been performed, as well as cardiac output measurements and studies, may be performed, and after the weakness of the heart has been confirmed, the intra-aortic balloon pump may be inserted. The balloon pump often goes hand in hand with inotropic therapy for low blood pressure or hypotension. The intra-aortic balloon pump is a short-term and temporary solution to support a severely weak heart after cardiac surgery, after a heart attack, or after cardiac arrest has been sustained. It will only be used for a few days, up to 1 week in rare instances. The longer the intra-aortic balloon pump stays in place, the higher the risk for infection, as the intra-aortic balloon pump enters one of the major arteries through the groin and then sits in front of the heart and supports fresh oxygenated blood supply to the heart in order to improve the contractions of the heart. Sometimes the intra-aortic balloon pump stays in for up to 1 week, and in rare instances I have seen it staying in for up to 2 weeks, therefore increasing the risk of infection. Also, the intra-aortic balloon pump is showing to be ineffective if the intra-aortic balloon pump is showing to be ineffective and the heart muscle's contractility is not improving, it may well be a sign that more and different therapy is required to get your critically ill loved one's heart on the way to recovery. Other measures after intra-aortic balloon pump could be ECMO, LVAD or RVAD, open heart surgery if the balloon pump has been inserted before cardiac surgery to get the heart stronger before having cardiac surgery, or as a last measure, there could be a heart transplantation planned. Intra-aortic balloon pump therapy in intensive care often goes hand in hand with mechanical ventilation and an induced coma. Sometimes intra-aortic balloon pump therapy is taking place outside of intensive care, mainly in coronary care units where ventilation and an induced coma is not part of your loved one's treatment. In any case, if your loved one is critically ill in intensive care and has been placed on an intra-aortic balloon pump, chances are that you are out of your comfort zone and that you feel stressed, vulnerable, frustrated, and overwhelmed by the experience of having your loved one critically ill in intensive care. It's good that you are seeking help and independent advice, because unless you have done your own research, you should always question the intensive care team's approach, because if you don't question, you have no power, no control, and no influence. The consequence then is that the intensive care team can drive their own agenda, and their agenda may not be in the best interest of your critically ill loved one and your family. I have learned this in more than 15 years intensive care nursing experience whilst working in 3 different countries around the world. You'd be surprised of how much goes on behind the scenes with the only purpose to keep you and your family at arm's length, and the intensive care team has no interest in letting you see behind the scenes, and they don't want you to have control, power, and influence. How do you get to that all-important feeling of control, power, and influence whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care? You'll get to that all-important feeling of control, power, and influence by downloading your free Instant Impact Report by entering your email below now. In your free Instant Impact Report, you'll learn how to speak the secret intensive care language so that the doctors and the nurses know straight away that you are an insider and that you know and understand what's really happening in intensive care. In your free report, you'll also discover how to ask the doctors and the nurses the right questions, how to eliminate fear, frustration, stress, struggle, and vulnerability, even if your loved one is dying. 5 killer tips and strategies helping you to get on the right path to control, power, and influence in your situation, and you will get crucial behind the scenes insight so that you understand what's really happening in intensive care, and how you need to manage doctors and nurses in intensive care. And it's not what you think. With your free Instant Impact Report, you'll also get 4 other free reports, and the reports you will be receiving are the 6 questions you need to ask the most senior doctor in intensive care, 10 things you didn't know doctors and nurses are talking about while you are not at the bedside with your loved one, the 7 answers to the 7 most frequently asked questions if your loved one is critically ill in intensive care, and 9 myths of being a critically ill patient in intensive care. Thank you for tuning into this week's Your Questions Answered, and I'll see you again in another update next week. Make sure you also check out our blog section or send me an email to support@intensivecarehotline.com with your questions. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivecarehotline.com, and I'll see you again next week with another update.